honey, you forgot to take out the trash again. Oh, like you forgot to tell me that my son wasn't mine?
Hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original.
Whatever happened to predictability?
Ooh, watch out now. Hey. We don't have those rights.
No.
But that was
That's
nice.
It. That's it. That's all you can get.
That was seconds. Nice.
Name that tune.
Can you? Can you do it?
Yeah. Our next episode, we'll give you the answer.
Could you imagine?
A cliffhanger. Hey, that's how we're doing it now on the OG podcast, episode 146. We're warmed up now, baby. Woo. We almost didn't do this episode.
No, we didn't.
Because I don't know what the hell got into me this afternoon.
You were like on a whirl.
I did a Saturday On a Tuesday afternoon.
After working.
Yeah. After. Well, maybe that's it. Like, I've had two very easy days at work.
Yes.
Right? Because it's summer. It's the last 2 weeks of school.
Basically, right? Summer.
Which, if you remember going in, you know, the last 2 weeks of school.
You don't do much.
It ain't shit. I'll give you this. I have noticed. It isn't as relaxed as when I was a student.
Well, because we're still testing right now, too.
Right. Yeah. There's still testing going on. Like kids are still, like, by this point, it was like last 2 weeks of school, it was like movie every day, lights off, like lights only on in the back of the room for people that are still
catching up,
got some work to do or whatever.
Okay.
You know, and this is not the case. That kids are still, they're still getting assignments.
Yes.
Like,
daily.
Like the classes. Yeah. They both said new assignments. I'm like, it's last 2 weeks. What new assignments? What are you giving them?
There's still grades, babe.
It's done. It's over.
There's still grades to be had.
Wow. But it is still.
It's not like as
the seniors are getting their caps and gowns.
Right.
I think the school I was at yesterday. I didn't even have a first period because it was a full class of seniors and they were on their senior trip.
Oh wow!
So it was like
just out to
all right.
That. Yeah.
So,
nice.
So there are some things I didn't get to this past weekend because it was Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
The garage door has been fucking up again. So I had to get down there and fix that. And then it rained off and on throughout the weekend. So I hadn't been able to get to the yard.
Right.
And even though it rained today, I guess it didn't rain over here on our side of town. It rained over where I was at because the grass was dry. And I was like, you know what? Like, before it rains more this week and we're going to be out of town this weekend in Waco. I was like, let me hit that. So, you know, and then of course, you know, my usual do dinner and whatever. Right. And then I was like, fuck it, let's podcast. So it's like, it was like a full Saturday, like the things Tuesday. I would do on a Saturday usually. I did on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I was surprised. So, and you were still going. I seriously thought we were doing the podcast tomorrow.
I mean,
I'm proud.
I'm sure the cocaine helped, but
I'm kidding.
it was, you know what it is?
What?
Is I had my Celsius
in
the afternoon today.
Oh, okay.
At the beginning of the day, had my Celsius in the afternoon.
I think that's what I'm
going to attribute it to.
Nice.
I'm a Celsius gal.
It is really good.
Complete. I really feel like at this point, not like any kind of transgender way, but I feel like I'm very much I've always felt like I'm very much in tune with my inner basic white chick.
Oh, 100% you are.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's things like I get it. Like, I don't like pumpkin spice. That's probably the one thing that I don't like go crazy over, but I do love me a good Starbucks run every now and then. Not daily. But every now and then,
yeah,
it's nice. It hits the spot. It's nice to go get me a little treat, little pick me up from Starbucks, right? I love fucking Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
I think the writing on that fucking show, even when I was young, it's just the fast pace of it, the sarcasm of it, like all of it. Like I was like, I dig that shit.
Yeah.
So I always felt like that. So the Celsius thing came about because I can't drink energy drinks.
Right.
I can't do the Munsters and the Red Bulls. I did too much of that shit when I was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. So now I get a little bit too much caffeine, I'm like fucking hands fucking trembling, anxiety attack and shit. You got
it's
me some
not good.
You got me some Vietnamese coffee.
Oh my gosh.
One time and I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah. It was great coffee, but not for him.
Not for me.
Yeah, no.
I can't do caffeine.
No.
And I got people around me, like I got Juan Perez who does, he'll drink 3 or 4 C4s a day. And I get anxious just watching him drink that much caffeine. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I still have soda or whatever, but you know, one a day. And I do prefer caffeine free sodas, your Sprites and your root beers and stuff like that. So it was on the drive back from El Paso. It was a long drive. Mm-hmm. You know, you need a little bit of energy. And sometimes, like if it's a long, late drive, I will do an energy drink, knowing that I'm going to pay the price. But later, just because you're on the road, you're driving, you need that. But I normally try to stick with like organic's not the word. Non-stimulant ways of keeping myself up, like chewing gum,
sunflower seeds.
I love sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds are great to keep myself awake. That and then just putting the windows down, blasting music. You know things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And plus, I don't drive like super tired. If I'm like straight up sleepy, like I pull over and take a nap.
Number one rule.
But on the road back from El Paso this last time, it was Easter. I wanted to get home at a reasonable time, so I wanted to do it straight. So I did get myself some of those Celsius, and it worked. And it's not, there's no caffeine. It's not an energy drink. Mm-hmm. It's just basically a vitamin water, and it's got some B12 and stuff in there.
It's really good too,
and it gives you a nice little natural
boost,
energy boost. So. Yeah.
So I take them to work now.
I dig it. Celsius, not a sponsor. But not if they want to be, hit me up. I don't know if you need help, my help. If you're trying to diversify your audience, you're like,
true.
You know what? We don't get enough middle-aged men drinking our water.
True. You never know.
You know, I'm just trying to say, if you're on the Munsters and you know they're not that great for you, if you're looking for an alternative, maybe try. And there's other, comparable stuff. But I think Celsius is the big one.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah. So I think that's what gave me
the boost of energy today. The boost of
energy.
Nice.
Yeah. 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 Speaking of end of school year, how are you doing? On the administrator side, is it crazy?
It is crazy. There is not enough time in the day to do anything ever. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other day that probably doesn't happen anymore?
What?
Was I always remember one of the assistant principals, their job was that they were the textbook principal.
Yes.
And that doesn't happen anymore.
I'm still the textbook principal.
Oh, you're the textbook principal?
But we don't really have textbooks.
But so no one turns them in.
No. But like maybe help out with like technology, making sure all the technology is being returned and things
so
like that.
So you are currently overseeing
the textbooks, yes. I know, even though we don't have textbooks, isn't that funny?
Well, there's classroom, and I think this is interesting because I think a lot of parents, especially post-COVID, we don't get to go to the classroom
anymore.
Like they really don't know what's going on. And I think that's part of like why some people are freaking out, because there's this element of like, I don't actually know. And used to be, as a parent, you used to be able to go.
That's true.
And sit and see what's actually happening. Going on in the classroom.
We still have parents come in shadow. Yeah. But now you have to like get background checked and all that stuff. Uh-huh. And if you pass the background check, yeah, you can come shadow your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is virtually no text. None of these kids have textbooks.
No. So I guess really I'm going to be doing like the teacher's books.
And that's what I was about to say. So you're saying, well, where do all the books go? Is it all online? No, there are still textbooks. Usually it's a lot of classroom sets from what I see.
There's classroom sets of novels and things like that. Or they have their own.
I've seen textbooks on shelves for like history.
I'm talking about in my school.
Oh, okay.
All of our stuff is more consumables. Mm-hmm. So it's workbooks and stuff. So the kids, it's theirs.
They have their own, but even that stays in the...
in the textbook closet,
Like, and there's no more lockers.
No.
That started even when I was... like in middle school, I remember my middle school, we didn't have lockers. I think we got them my sixth grade year. Mm-hmm. No one used them. Mm-hmm. Our school wasn't set up properly for anybody to be able to... like the way our classes were, because we stayed in... We had what we called a house system.
Okay.
Where all your classes were all together. Basically, you moved with the same people.
Oh, okay.
All day to different teachers. So you were in the same class of people.
I see.
So there was no time to like go
to the locker and change.
So then by that point, when I got to high school, I got a locker. I think maybe I used it for like the first week, freshman year. And I could not tell you.
Really?
Every year, I could not tell you. If you took me to like Ray High School right now, a lot of people like 20 years later can take you to their fucking locker.
Oh, no.
I could not tell you. Where any of my lockers were.
Oh, not at all.
I don't even think I could tell you. And the reason was because I was a band nerd, right? So we got a band locker.
Okay.
So I didn't need a school locker.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just carry my stuff with me. Mm-hmm. Probably why I have a lot of back problems.
You know, I used my locker, but I still wouldn't be able to tell you where it was.
Yeah, don't remember my locker combination.
Oh, heck no.
You know,
none of that.
And so now it's even, but now it's that way across the board. Like no one has, like they've taken a lot of the lockers.
So even in high school, they don't use lockers?
No, there's no kids using lockers. I don't even think they have lockers anymore.
Well, we still have lockers in our school. We just don't use them.
Yeah. No, I don't. Now that I think about it, there's no lockers in that school.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They took them out. I know at Winsill, where you worked for a while,
yes.
they can't take them out.
No, they can't.
It's a historical building.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Locker Room Talk.
How did we start talking about lockers?
How did we get on this? Talking about lockers. Hey, if you remember your locker combination.
Let us know.
Let us know.
That's funny.
Let us know. School days.
Yeah, school's just crazy now. Those last 2 weeks, man, they're busy. The kids are having fun, though, so that's what matters. Year,
Lindsay's having a little bit of...
some separation.
Anxiety. It's her first year in public school.
Yes.
And she had such a great year.
Fantastic year.
She's been lucky as far as from daycare, you know, to her preschool teachers, to her pre-K teacher here. She's just gotten really lucky. She always had great teachers, but today she goes, but Miss Spencer's my favorite.
Oh.
And I'm not going to see her anymore.
Oh.
And so I tried to explain. I was like, well, she's probably still going to work there next year. You know, she'll be down the hall. You'll see her in the hallway.
Right. Or
you'll see her in the cafeteria in the morning when you get dropped off.
She'll still be there. She just won't be your teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So she's dealing with that. But I think this is her first, you know, Now it's the parent portion
of the show.
It was kind of the because she's been bringing it up the last couple of days. I pick her up from school and you know, so we have our little chat on the way home. Usually we listen to some music. She gets home, she has a snack, she tells me about her day. And so the last couple of days, like, I think she's experiencing her first bittersweet moment.
Oh, yeah.
Would you know. Cause she's happy.
Yeah.
About summer. She's so excited about summer.
Yes.
But yet she's also has this feeling of like, oh, my favorite teacher, I'm not going to be in her class
anymore.
You know? So I think she's kind of like dealing with that. So that's what we're talking about these last couple of days. And it is. That's what, you know, that's the weird thing about school. You know, it's just constant opening and closings of new chapters back to back, and we go through those as adults, but they're so less defined for us, right? Like, sometimes as an adult, when we reach a new chapter, we don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Until we're already into it, like, oh wow, this is a completely different part of my life. But in school, it's defined. Their lives are divided into grade levels and to school levels, from elementary to middle school to high school, and you know, so especially when you're going from, you know, one grade level to the next, you don't move on with a lot of friends, moving to one school to from middle school to high school.
True.
Because everyone's kind of a step up. I know I had the same best friend all the way from second grade through eighth grade.
Oh, that's lucky.
And then we went to separate high schools. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh, our little bugs experience our little first little chapter.
Yeah. All our kids. But no one's moving schools this year. No. Everyone's staying. Josh is going to be a junior. Yeah. Louie's going to be a fourth grader. And Lindsay's going to be in the second half of pre-K. So,
so exciting. So
everyone's staying put in school. So at least we don't have the big
Big changes.
We don't have any graduates this year.
No, not this year. Oh, but soon. What's that face for?
I just
want to
say it again. We don't have any. Can I talk about it? Can we talk about it?
Talk about it.
It's my podcast. Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
I fucking hate graduations.
Wow. I didn't know you had such harsh feelings.
I think they are the most boring fucking things as a spectator.
Sure.
If they're not your kid. Hey, if you're the parent, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're the parent, I get it. I went to both my high – I didn't want to go to neither my high school nor my college graduation.
Really?
I went for my parents. Okay. Like for them.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was
important,
especially as a first generation student, this was for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not for me. If they're your, so I get that as a parent, like it's a milestone for you more than for them. Like, you did your job as a parent, you got them to this momentous thing, and now they can go do with their life. You know
what they will. So yeah.
Please, you got them to the finish line of childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you can, you know, you still got to parent them,
of course.
You know, but in a different way. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I get that, but when it's not your kid,
mm-hmm.
and you're just happy, I'm still happy for them. Like, I've had nieces and nephews that graduated.
Uh huh.
But these schools are fucking huge, man.
They are very big.
They are, you know, 500 graduate. There's a lot of schools graduating like 500 fucking kids, man. And to go sit there for 2 hours to hear their name read when they rock across the fucking stage, and you can't even see them. They're the size of a fucking ant. What kind of school is this? A school for ants? How are the children going to learn if they can't even fit inside the building?
You know,
but you get what I'm saying? Yes. Like, they're having them in arenas.
Yeah.
You're not seeing crazy. That kid.
No, yeah.
Right? And then everybody's fucking there. You know, and it's just.
But they have the big screens now where they show them so you can see them bigger.
Oh, see them on the jumbo.
Yes. So they're not so
that's
little.
That's why I love the pandemic. Hey, yeah, send me the Zoom link.
I'll watch it from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's 2 hours is a lot for like a 5 second walk.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I get you.
It is. But again, if it's your kid, I get it. So I always, you know, I'm always glad when I don't have any graduations to go to. Not that I'm not proud of your kid. I'm you know, congratulations. It's me. It's my ADHD. It doesn't allow. Like, I end up having to, like, add something to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I'll play a game. Like I always take, like, in my head, like, ask people over unders mm-hmm. on, like, the valedictorian speech.
Okay.
You know, if it's going to be, you know, longer than 3 minutes or whatever.
Okay.
I try to guess. I'll look at the names and try to guess which names are going to like do some type of emote when they cross the stage.
Uh-huh.
And usually it's a kid. It's okay. A guy. Usually it's a guy.
Uh-huh.
Right? Anyone named Julian, I feel like is probably going to like, you know, do you know what I'm saying by emote? I know that's a new term. Like,
no.
Do some type of like silly thing.
Oh,
when like they cross the stage,
okay.
He's gonna do a cartwheel,
gotcha.
or a handstand, or what? Some you know, something. or a silly fucking dance, or you know, hug the principal, you know, different
something
for different things. So, yeah, I play little mental games like that. My favorite that I ever did. If you have a graduation this year, this is my recommendation to you. You can play, make it fun.
Okay.
Make it a fun thing.
Okay.
Right. I did this for one of my step cousins' graduation in Houston. She graduated from this high school in Houston that had a very large Asian population.
Okay.
Okay. And this is the people watching at graduation can be interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it because you see the whole gamut. You see the families that like stand up and like, yay! All the way to the people that don't get up and are just. And then there's people that fucking like
cowbells.
Got cowbells and fucking signs mm-hmm. and shit. You know, fucking cardboard cutouts of the kids' fucking uh-huh. face. You know, uh-huh. and I can't help but think like those kids, like, man, I bet that kid barely fucking passed.
Because
that's the only reason, especially in high school, like. Like, because I feel like that level of celebration, you have to be like, man, we were worried about this one. I feel like when you go all out for the high school graduation, you're kind of like lately saying like, yeah, let's go ahead and celebrate this one big because we might not get another one. Not that there's anything wrong with that. College isn't for everybody, nor does it determine your success.
Exactly.
But it's a fact of, hey, if they struggled enough through high school, the chances of them going on to college go least. I remember when I graduated from high school, one of the things I told my mom, I didn't want a party.
Okay.
You know, which looking back was dumb after I saw all the money that my friends got.
Yes.
I was all like, I probably should have just sucked it up and fucking had the party.
Yeah,
but as
you
we talked
have.
About last episode, I'm not a party guy.
No, you're not.
So,
what did you do instead?
So the game, yeah, as I was getting to it, is what I noticed was the Asian families are like super reserved, right? Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, they're Asian families, positive stereotype are usually very academically driven.
Yes.
Right. They push their kids academically. Yes. It's everything to them that their children are successful academically.
Yes.
Right. So there's that expectation of, like, especially at a high school graduation, this was the bare minimum. And plus, they're typically culturally not a very emotionally expressive people. They're usually very much on the reserve side.
Sure.
So I noticed every time the Asian kids, and there's a lot of them, the families were very, like, nothing.
Oh, wow. Like,
nothing. So I decided every time there was an Asian kid graduating that I was going to scream my fucking head off.
Oh, wow. Did your throat hurt?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Just the thought.
But the funniest part was no one in my family said anything.
Like, what is your problem?
And they couldn't, because I didn't tell them what was going on. It wasn't until later that night that my, you know, at the party that my aunt finally asked me, she goes, Javi, do you know people here at the school? Like, what? She goes, you kept, like, really cheering for, like, a lot of people. And I was wondering, like, at first I thought, well, like, maybe, like, he knew a guy or a friend's little brother or mm-hmm. something like that. But then I noticed there was, like, a lot of people. And I was like, oh, I was cheering for all the Asian kids. So that's a fun game, you know. Mm-hmm. Pick the kids that don't have the huge cheering sections.
I like it. I might have to try that next time.
Cheer for the Asians! It is Asian Heritage Month. Apparently.
There you go.
I learned that today.
I didn't know that.
Thank you, Internet. This has been the graduation episode. We're 2 weeks away from.
That's so funny how that worked out like
from
that.
School, yeah, but so. Before we get on to your thing.
Yes, sir.
This weekend we are going to be in Waco, Texas. I'm going to be out there performing with Chingo Bling, and I'm not exactly sure who else is on the show. Probably Juan Perez, I'm sure. And we're going to be at the Hippodrome Theater. It's going to be my first time at that venue. I've performed in Waco plenty of times before. Mm-hmm. This will be my first time at the Hippodrome. Looking forward to it. Looks like a very nice venue. So, if you're in the Waco area, come on out.
Woo!
Right? And then, of course, June 16th, mm-hmm. I will be at the House of Blues with Chingo Bling and Bryson Brown. That is a fucking stacked lineup. Bryson Brown's new album, Lifestyle Jokes, will be coming out May 26th. Make sure you check that out. Then the next night, June 17th, I'm going to do my own headlining show at the Lounge at 6. That's going to be in Sugarland. The tickets aren't out for it. The flyer should come out this week. I'm working on it as we speak. And
it's exciting.
And then new show alert. July 22nd, my first time ever headlining the Red Room at Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Okay, I've gone out to the Dallas area. I don't know that I've ever performed in Fort Worth at all. Uh-huh. I've done a showcase at the Dallas Hyenas, but I've never headlined it. Mm-hmm. The Red Room is, it's an intimate room. It's not their main room. It's a smaller room. It only seats like 80 people, which perfect right about size for me, man. If I can sell it out or even get close to it for my first time out there, I'd be ecstatic about it. So we're going to be pushing that, man. If you know anybody in the Fort Worth area, start kind of putting the bug in their ear.
Yes.
July 22nd, your boy's going to be out there. That ticket link should be up this week. As soon as it is, it'll be on my link tree, which is always in the show comments.
Okay, all right. Cool.
Oh, real quick, couple shout outs. Sorry. Shout out to I read it as Darcy.
Okay.
And a couple. I meant to shout them out last week because there was a problem with the original upload where it first only uploaded 5 minutes, and they caught it right away to let me know that
there was a mistake.
A mistake, so I was able to unpublish it and then fix it that afternoon. So thank you guys for letting us know if there's ever an issue. I think last week, I think maybe there was a little sound issue. It wasn't as clear as it normally was. I think I figured out what the problem was. Hopefully that's not the problem this week. But ever anything like that, don't hesitate to let me know. These things happen with podcasts, especially when it's self-produced. Like I said, I was on a podcast a few weeks ago and they only recorded my audio and not theirs. I did one last week. I did Wednesday with Wendell last week. I haven't even listened to it. He messaged me to apologize about it.
Oh, really?
So it's just some, it's those things that, when you're potting, there's always going to be, every once in a while, you're going to run into a string of technical difficulties. But don't hesitate to point it out to me. And sometimes I don't catch it.
So thank you, Darcy.
Thank you, Darcy. And also thank you to Lou, new listeners. Didn't catch the name. I need to start writing them down. TikTok listener commented that he actually listens to the podcast.
Yay!
So saw the video. So, hey, whoever you are, here's looking at you. All right. All right. Now,
yes, sir.
Mrs. Luna, what you got for me?
Okay, your article this week. Mother-in-law demands grandkid has DNA test and accidentally exposes her own affair.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a Mexican novella. This is a Jerry Springer
kind of
in memoriam tribute.
But it's very tame.
Okay.
So a new mom said on Reddit, I gave birth to my daughter 2 months ago, and despite my husband telling me he knows I'd never cheat on him, I wanted to give our daughter a paternity test. The reason, she has green eyes. My husband and I don't have green eyes. My parents don't either, and neither do the in-laws. No one in my family has them. My husband said it was probably some weird genetic thing, but I wanted the test for his peace of mind. He kept refusing to take a DNA test because he trusts me, but his mother keeps commenting on her eyes, as do the rest of his family, who keep making comments about me possibly cheating. Even my family finds it odd our daughter has green eyes. So much to her delight, her husband eventually agreed to do a paternity test. Mm-hmm. And as expected, the results came back saying he was the father of their daughter. But after reading the results in more detail, she realized something was very wrong. Our daughter is his, but my father-in-law isn't my husband's father. She added, my in-laws have been married for decades, so the idea that my mother-in-law cheated on my father-in-law never crossed either of our minds. My husband wants to confront his mother, but I'm telling him to wait. Yes, she's a liar and a hypocrite, but we need to think this through. I agree my father-in-law should know, but we're both tired from taking care of a newborn. We found out something shocking and we're not thinking rationally. He wants to tell his father, and so do I, but the fallout will be apocalyptic. I just wanted to give him peace of mind, and instead I started the end of his parents' marriage and possibly blew up his family.
I mean, at this point, do you think it ends the marriage? I mean, I guess she knows them personally.
Yeah.
Right? But at that point, I feel like after you've already raised, hey, man, the damage is already done. I mean, I'm not going to get those years back. I mean, I guess I could be salty about it. I mean, you could just stay and hold it over their fucking heads.
Oh, God, that'd be miserable.
You know what I'm saying? Well, in a fun way. I mean, if you're going to make it fun.
Okay. Like what would you do?
Be like, honey, you forgot to take out the trash again. Oh, like you forgot to tell me that my son wasn't mine?
That's funny.
You know? Sweetie, I told you, I really wish you would stop leaving your socks out. Well, I wish you'd stop leaving out that you had someone else's child. Oh, honey, what's that on your plate? That looks delicious. Can I have some of that? Sure. I mean, you can't have my kid, but you can have some of my cheesecake.
Holy shit.
You know, in a fun Gilmore Girls-y kind of way.
Holy shit. Oh gosh, that was fucking funny.
But so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never taken a DNA test, so I don't know. How did her and how did the husband and the baby taking a DNA test result in her figuring out
the dad? Yeah, I'm not sure.
The dad wasn't the. Did the dad give DNA?
I don't know. I didn't go into that.
Or was it just because of did they explain on there like how the genes work? Because, you know, like recessive and dominant, and your dad would have had to have had. Because I know people figure that out. I swear I learned it, but I don't remember how that works. Like the blood types, like like, oh, your blood type, so your parents would have, your dad would have had to be in, and your dad would have had, and your mom would have had to be in, like, you know. So I know people figure out shit like that.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never done a DNA test.
Did they stop doing that because people started figuring out, like, like, could you imagine, like you just go to your locker one day and you're going to class, like, and your life's great. And then you're like, okay, kids, today we're going to learn about dominant and recessive genes. And you start, like, doing the math and carrying the two, and you're like, wait a minute. My dad has blonde hair. what the fuck?
I wonder how many kids went home.
I mean, they did a whole movie based on that back in the day.
Yeah, remember, what movie?
Made in America.
I don't remember.
With Ted Danson, Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay.
And I want to say Nia Long played the daughter. And Will Smith was her friend. It was a good movie, Made in America. That's an oldie but goodie. I'm gonna have to show you that one if you've never seen it.
I don't think so.